会跟着他。
If a person walks along the right path, then he will do right things.
啊，对的事情会跟着他。
Things that are correct or right will follow that person.
啊，走在正确的道路上面，就会有美丽的人生。
And if you walk upon the right path, then you will have a beautiful life.
走在正确的道路上面，你就会有成功的人生。
If you walk along the right path, then you will have a successful life.
哦，那什么是正确的道路？
And what is this correct path?
啊，就是神给我们的道路。
It is the path that God gives us.
那神如何将正确的道路来赐给我们？
And how does God give us this correct path?
啊，就是借着这一本圣经。
It is through this Bible.
啊，这就是为什么这本圣经这么宝贵，这么重要。
And this is why the Bible is so important and so precious.
啊，那我们把它缩小范围来讲，利未记十九章就是给我们一条，给我们指示什么是正确的道路。
And if we look at it on a smaller level, the chapter of Leviticus chapter 19 gives us a good idea of what it means to walk along the right path.
啊，我们继续来学习利未记十九章。
And so let us continue to study Leviticus chapter 19.
啊，也愿神他赐给我们力量，能够走在正确的道路上面。
And may God give us the strength so we can continue to walk on this right path.
啊，我们请看利未记十九章十五节。
Let us look at Leviticus chapter 19, verse 15.
我们早上提到我们要过着一个有公平而正义的生活。
This morning we mentioned that we need to live a life of being just and being fair.
利未记十九章十五节，请念。
Leviticus chapter 19, verse 15. You shall do no injustice in judgment. You shall not be partial to the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty. But in righteousness you shall judge your neighbor.
在我们生活当中，我们每一个人都有我们的喜欢的或者不喜欢的。
In our lives, we have our own likes and our own dislikes.
那我们也常常受着我们这种喜欢不喜欢来影响我们所做的判断。
And the things that we like and don't like often affect our judgment.
尤其对喜欢的人或者不喜欢的人。
Especially toward the people that we like or we don't like.
如果这个人是我们喜欢的，通常这个人所说的、所做的，无论是什么，我们都会认为是对的。
If we like a person, no matter what this person does, we will think that this person is right.
我们不喜欢的人他所说的、他所做的，我们总是会认为说他不对。
If there's a person we don't like, no matter what they do, we will always think that they are wrong.
因为这是我们人性的一个很大的弱点。
And this is one of our greatest weaknesses as a human.
我们的判断常常照着我们的喜欢或者不喜欢。
And our judgment is often affected by those what we like and don't like.
那如果是这样子，就不是走在正确的道路上面。
And if we act in this way, then we are not walking on the right path.
我们应该以神的标准来做判断的原则。
We ought to make our judgments based on the standards of God.
所以我们如果要公平的话我们要靠神有那个坚强的心才做得到。
So if we want to have a just heart, then we need to depend on God in order to make the right judgments.
我们请来看一个例子，利未撒母耳记上三十章。
Let us look at an example in 1 Samuel chapter 30.
Samuel 记上三十章二十二节。
1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 22. Then all the wicked and worthless men of those who went with David answered and said, Because they did not go with us, we will not give them any of the spoil that we have recovered, except for every man's wife and children, that they may lead them away and depart.
这里说到有四百个人跟大卫一起出去征战。
In this example, there were 400 people that went with David to battle.
因为神的帮助，所以他们打胜了。
Because of God's guidance, they were victorious.
虽然他们只有四百个人，但是他们胜过了人数众多的敌人。
Although they only had 400 people with them, they overcame a multitude of enemies.
他们不但把被抢走的这些妻子儿女给夺回来，而且也得到对方很多的财物。
Not only were they able to retrieve back their wives and their children, but they also gained a lot of wealth and their money.
当他们胜利回来。
And after they came back victorious.
当中这四百个人当中有一些人就说，这些财物 不用分给那个没有出去征战的。
And after they returned, these men said that the spoils of war, we don't need to split it with those who didn't go with us to battle.
那我们看大卫他怎么来回答，怎么来处理。
But now let us see what David replied and how did he resolve this issue.
23节。
In verse 23, but David said, "My brethren, you shall not do so with what the Lord has given us, who has preserved us and delivered into our hand the troop that came against us."
虽然另外有200个人，他们没有一起出去征战。
Although 200 of the men did not go with them to battle.
但是大卫说，他们也应该得到这个他们所获得的这些掳掠的东西。
But David said that these men should also receive what they gained in the battle.
大卫他面对着400个跟他一起出去征战的，跟200个没有出去征战的。
And David had to discern or stand between 400 men who went with him to battle and 200 who did not.
如果是我们的话，我们会站在哪一边？
If it were us, which side would we stand on?
我们很容易的是站在这个四百个人这一边。
Often we easily would side with the 400.
这一些人是冒生命的危险跟我们一起出去征战的。
Because they risk their lives to go and fight with us.
我们应该会看他们的意见看得比较重。
So we would value their opinions stronger than the others.
但是大卫他是一个敬畏神的人。
But David was a God-fearing man.
他知道征战的得胜除了自己的努力还要加上神的应许。
He knew that to be victorious in battle, not only do you have to have put an effort, but you need to have the blessing or guidance of God.
所以大卫的决定是，神所赐给我们的，也不可以不分给这两百个人。
So David's response was that the things that we gained from God, from the Lord, we cannot not give a portion to these other men.
24节。
Verse 24. For who will heed you in this matter? But as for his part is, for as his part is who goes down to the battle, so shall his part be who stays by the supplies. They shall share alike.
所以在这里，大卫他做了一个很公平、很有爱心的一个决定。
And here David made a very just and loving decision.
因为大卫所看的是神怎么来看这个事情。
Because he looked at the situation in the way that God would look view the situation.
所以他靠着神，他能够有这样坚定的信心来做这件事情。
And due to his faith, he was able to make this type of decision.
今天我们也常常知道什么是对的。
And in our lives, we often know what is the correct thing.
问题是我们有没有那种坚定的心，照着对的去做。
But do we have a heart of determination to do what is right?
如果我们只是看人，我们就常常做不到。
If we are often looking at other people, then it's hard for us to carry out the right things.
但是感谢神，今天有神做我们的依靠，所以我们可以做得到。
But thank God that today God is our reliance, so we are able to do the hard things.
再请翻回利未记十九章。
Let us turn back to Leviticus chapter 19.
利未记十九章十六节。
Let's look at verse 16. You shall not go about as a talebearer among your people, nor shall you take a stand against the life of your neighbor. I am the Lord.
在这里神总是强调着我是主你的神。
Here God emphasizes again, I am the Lord.
我告诉你的就是正确的道路。
What I tell you is the right way.
你要走在这样的道路上面。
You must walk on this right way.
在这里神提到说要这个百姓啊不可以在民中往来，来搬弄是非。
Here he says that you shall not go about as a talebearer among your people.
这个所谓这样的事情就是来制造混乱、制造纷争。
And a talebearer would cause chaos or disruptions.
我们在生活当中我们要尽量的单纯。
In our lives, we must strive to be simple.
我们要去了解别人，要去尊重别人。
We need to try to understand others and also respect them.
常常我们之所以会变成制造是非，是因为我们不了解别人，我们也不尊重别人。
And oftentimes, if we become a talebearer, it is because we don't understand them truly, and we also don't respect them.
好，有时候是因为我们自己太复杂了。
Or it is because we ourselves are too complicated.
好，这个复杂总是容易产生，总是容易混乱。
And when you are a complicated person, it is easy to cause a lot of disruptions.
哦，人的生活要尽量的能够单纯。
And we should all strive toward the goal of being simple in our lives.
哦，我们可以制造那个很复杂的、很好用的东西。
We can cause things that are very complicated.
哦，制造那个很复杂的产品。
We can create things that are very complicated or complex.
哦，一些很复杂的产品，它也要能够使用简单，这样才有用。
Even the most complex product needs to be applicable into our lives in a simple way, or else it would be of no use.
哦，我们今天每一天所用的那个电脑，其实它是很复杂的。
The computers that we use every day are actually very complicated.
哦，有多少的电路在你那个电脑里头
？How many circuits are in our computer?
哦，但是我们使用的人可以很简单的来使用。
But those of us who use it, we can use it very easily.
哦，啊，我们的生活就是要这样子，很简单的。
And this is the same. We need to have a simple life.
哦，那人之所以会复杂，常常因为人的言语。
And the reason why we're often complicated is because of our language or our words.
哦，会制造是非，常常是因为我们的言语。
And for us to become a talebearer, it is because of the words we speak.
哦，所以在这里我们几个互相的提醒。
So here we give some reminders for our mutual edification.
哦，对我们没有把握的事情啊，我们要谨慎的讲。
For things that we are not absolutely certain about, we need to be careful when we talk about it.
哦，对那些没有发生的事情啊，我们不要乱说。
If things have not happened yet, we should not speak carelessly about it.
哦，如果我们觉得我们做不到啊，我们要很保留的说。
If we think that we cannot carry something out, we should also use very cautious words when we speak.
哦，对那种会伤害别人的话，我们不能说。
For words that will hurt other people, we cannot say them.
哦，当我们要说别人的事情啊，我们要小心的说。
And when we are speaking about other people, we need to be careful when we speak.
哦，当我们要讲我们自己的事情啊，我们要先听听我们心里怎么说。
If we are speaking of our own matters, we need to listen to our hearts first.
好，我们再请看利未记十九章。
Let us continue looking at Leviticus chapter 19.
利未记十九章十七节。
Let us read verse 17. You shall not hate your brother in your heart. You shall surely rebuke your neighbor and not bear sin because of him.
十八节。
Verse 18. You shall not take vengeance nor bear any grudge against the children of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord.
这两个经节告诉我们要过着饶恕的生活。
And these verses tell us that we need to live a life of forgiveness.
哦，这个，心里不厌恨我们的弟兄，那意思就是说，我们饶恕他。
In our hearts to not hate our brothers, it means that we must forgive them.
哦，没有饶恕就会有恨。
If you do not forgive them, then you will have hate in your heart.
哦，那十八节说也不可以报仇。
And in verse 18 it says you should not take vengeance.
哦。如果没有饶恕，就会有报仇。
If you do not forgive truly, then you will try to take vengeance.
哦，那没有饶恕，就会有埋怨。
And if you do not forgive, then you will also bear grudges.
哦，有饶恕才能够爱周遭的人。
Unless you forgive, you cannot love everyone around you.
哦，但是十七节的下半句话也很重要。
But the latter part of verse 17 is also very important.
哦，这里说也总要指摘你的邻舍，免得因他担罪。
You shall surely rebuke your neighbor and not bear sin because of him.
哦，这个告诉我们，饶恕不等于纵容，就是 indulge.
Okay. This tells us that to forgive someone does not mean we will just indulge.
哦，所以这里说，如果是你的邻舍他有错误，你愿意饶恕他，但是你也要讲出来，他不对。
If your neighbor is doing something that is not right, you can forgive them, but you still need to speak up and tell them that is not right.
哦，如果有人冒犯了我们
，If somebody offends us,
哦，我们要让他知道，我不喜欢你这样子，但是我可以饶恕你。
We can tell them that we do not like the way you are treating us, but we can forgive you.
哦，饶恕不等于让他继续来冒犯你。
To forgive somebody does not mean that you will continue to let them offend you.
哦，主耶稣所教导我们的也是这样子。
And this is the teaching of Lord Jesus as well.
请看路加福音十七章。
Let us look at Luke chapter 17.
路加福音十七章第三节。
Luke chapter 17 verse 3. Take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him.
哦，这里主耶稣也是说，你的弟兄做错的事情，你要劝诫他。
Here Jesus says that if your brother sins against you, you need to rebuke him.
哦，这个 sin against you。啊，不一定是对你，他做错的事情，这就是一种得罪。
And just if he, it may not necessarily have to be against you. If he does something wrong, it would be not he would already not be doing the right thing.
哦，那我们要告诉他，你这样子不对。
So you would need to tell him that what you are doing is not right.
哦，那他如果懊悔了，我们就要饶恕他。
And if he repents, then we need to forgive him.
啊，第四节。
Verse 4. And if he sins against you seven times in a day, and seven times in a day returns to you, saying, I repent, you shall forgive him.
那第四节甚至讲的是，啊，一天七次做错，七次回转。那就七次的原谅。
In verse 4, it even says that if he does the same thing against you seven times, but every time he repents, you still need to forgive him each time.
那什么是饶恕？
So what does it mean to forgive?
其中有一个定义就是，我决定放弃对那个伤害的责任的追究。
And one definition would be that you do not seek for the revenge of the harm that you received.
为了要做到神所说的这个和睦
，in order to achieve the peace that God would like us to have and the harmony.
啊，那我想啊，约瑟就是一个很好的例子。
And I think that Joseph is a very good example of this.
哦，约瑟他受哥哥们的伤害
，although Joseph was harmed at the hand of his brothers.
哦，他最后他哭了好几次，他决定他。不报复，不伤害他的哥哥们。
Although he cried many times, in the end he decided that he would not repay them for the evil they had done to him.
约瑟为什么哭？
Why did Joseph cry?
因为他看见自己的哥哥们。
Because he saw his brothers.
难道就只有这样子吗？
And
就只有这样子吗？
And is that it?
应该还包括着他心里头的挣扎。
When he saw his brothers, his heart contained a struggle.
现在约瑟有能力来伤害他的哥哥们。
Now Joseph was in the position of power to harm his brothers.
他的哥哥们就像当时的约瑟，一点反抗的能力都没有。
And his brothers were in the position of being completely helpless, just like he was in the past.
约瑟心里是很挣扎的。
And in his heart, he struggled.
所以约瑟他哭了。
So this is why he cried.
最后，他愿意照着神的原则，他来原谅他的哥哥们。
But in the end, according to God's principle, he forgave them.
他没有去追究这些哥哥们应当负的责任。
He did not seek after repaying of seek after the seek after the wrong to repay the wrong of his brothers.
这个原谅不等于说忘记我们所受的那种伤痛。
And to forgive does not mean that you forget the hurt that you felt.
原谅也不是否认自己所受的痛苦。
And to forgive is not to deny the hurt that you received.
原谅是帮助我们来赶走那些环绕着我们的那一种愤恨的心。
But to forgive is to get rid of the bondage of that hatred in our heart.
一个被恨所捆绑的人是一个最痛苦的人之一。
One of the most painful people, the most painful things is to be bound by hate.
原谅是来帮助我们 脱离这个恨的捆绑。
And forgiveness will help us to escape or be freed from this bondage.
哦，原谅让我们能够拥有一个新的开始。
And forgiveness will give us a new start.
所以原谅不但是给别人的礼物，其实也是给自己一个最大的礼物。
Therefore, forgiving other people is not only a gift that you give to someone else, but it is one of the greatest gifts that you can give to yourself.
好，请我们看马太福音十八章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音十八章。
Matthew chapter 18.
二十一节。
Verse 21. Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times?
哦，这个啊。彼得啊，他记得主耶稣所说的，所以他说，原谅七次可以吗？
And Peter remembered what Jesus had said before, so this is why he asked, "How many times do I need to forgive my brother? Seven times?"
那彼得的意思也是，我愿意这样做。
And by asking this, Peter is also saying he is willing to forgive a brother seven times.
我想，如果原谅也有学位的话。那彼得他可以得到原谅的博士学位。
If you can receive a degree from knowing how to forgive, then I believe Peter could receive a PhD in forgiveness.
哦，七次的原谅。
Seven times of forgiveness.
哦，我们通常是说数到三，一二三 ，That's it.
Usually we only give three chances to people. Three, two, one. That's it.
二十二节。
Verse 22. Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven.
主耶稣说，你如果要当原谅的博士啊，你是要七十个七次。
Jesus told him that if you want to receive a PhD in forgiveness, you need to be able to forgive 70 times seven times.
这是一条正确的道路。
And this is the correct path.
这会是一条美丽的道路。
And this is a beautiful path.
那我们如何能够达到这个七十个七次
？If we can achieve the 70 times seven times，
我们不要去找不原谅的理由。
And we don't look for excuses not to forgive。
我们如果要找理由啊，我们通常可以找一百个理由。
If we are looking for an excuse, we will be able to find at least 100。
我们不要说让时间来医治一切。
And we don't say let's let time heal all。Our wounds.
我们应该是说用原谅来医治一切。
We should say, let us use forgiveness to heal all wounds.
不要说等他来道歉，我就原谅他。
And don't think when this person comes and asks for forgiveness, then I will forgive them.
不要说等我忘了，我就会原谅他。
Don't say when I am able to forget about it, then I will forgive him.
我们不用怕说我原谅他，他会再犯。
We don't need to be afraid that if I forgive him, he's going to do the same thing again.
不要怕说，我原谅他，是我自己在冒险。
Don't think that if I forgive this person, I am the one that is taking a risk.
原谅不等于让我们继续在受伤害里头。
And forgiveness does not continue to put us in harm's way.
所以原谅不等于让自己再去冒险受伤害。
Because forgiveness is not the same thing as allowing ourselves to continue to receive harm.
所以主耶稣才会说，你要劝诫他。
This is why Jesus says you must rebuke that person.
你要告诉他，你这样子是侵犯我。
You need to tell them that in this way you have offended me.
你要告诉对方，你这样子我是不喜欢的。
And when you do this, I don't like it.
你要告诉对方，你不可以对我这样子。
And you need to tell the person you can't treat me this way.
但是我原谅你。
But yet I forgive you.
因为原谅会给自己。更加的平安，更加的宁静。
Because when you forgive, you will give yourself more peace.
那相反的，不原谅啊，往往会带来更大，会让这个伤害跟破坏继续的扩大。
But when we do not forgive, we will allow this harm to continue to grow, and to cause more harm.
请看马太福音十八章三十一节。
Let us look at Matthew chapter 18, verse 31. Verse 31, so when his fellow servants saw what had been done, they were very grieved and came and told their master all that had been done.
主耶稣所说的这个比喻就是在讲有一个人他不能够原谅他的同伴。
And this is a parable that Jesus spoke about a person who was unable to forgive someone else.
他本来他能够将十两的银子来借给他的朋友。
He was he had owed a fellow servant 100 denarii.
借给。
Oh, he lent a fellow servant 100 denarii.
那这本来是一件好的事情让大家都很赞赏的事情。
And originally this would be a good thing and a very praiseworthy thing.
因为他能够将自己有的来借给那个没有的。
Because he is able to share what he has with others who do not have.
但是在31节说后来他周遭的朋友看他不能够饶恕别人就觉得很忧愁。
But in verse 31, but yet his fellow servants saw that he was not able to forgive the fellow servant, and they were very grieved because of this.
这个不能够赦免别人，会让我们破坏了跟别人的关系。
If we cannot forgive other people, this will also harm the relationships among others.
周遭的人会因为我们的不能原谅，而对我们觉得很失望。
The other people around us who see this will also feel very disappointed.
不但这样子，这里提到的是连那个主人也非常的失望。
And not only that, but the master was also very saddened.
这个是最可怕的事情。
And this is the most fearful thing.
如果这个主人是主耶稣。
If this master is our Lord Jesus.
如果主耶稣对我们很失望，那么我们就变得非常可怜。
If Jesus is very grieved because of us, then we are not in a good position.
不能够原谅别人，会让主耶稣对我们很失望。
If we cannot forgive others, and this causes causes Jesus to be very grieved.
不但这样子，还有更严重的。
There can be an even worse consequence.
请看马太福音第六章。
Let us look at Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章十四节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 14. Verse 14. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
十五节。
Verse 15. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
这个十五节说，如果我们不饶恕别人天父也必不饶恕我们。
Here it says that if we cannot forgive others, then God will also not forgive us.
那么这个就是会成为一个最大的损失。
And this would be the greatest loss for ourselves.
原谅的程度有多少，代表着我们对主耶稣的爱认识有多少。
The amount we are able to forgive others reflects how well we understand the love of Jesus.
我们常常在赞美主耶稣的爱。
We often praise the love of Jesus.
我们唱赞美诗，我们在祷告里头来称颂主耶稣的爱。
We sing hymns and we pray and we thank we praise God for His love.
我们领圣餐的时候，我们感谢主耶稣的爱。
When we partake the Holy Communion, we thank God for His love.
那到底我们认识主耶稣的爱有多少多深
？But how much do we truly understand, or in what depth do we understand His love?
那就看我们对别人原谅的程度有多少。
This depends on how much we can forgive other people.
请我们再看利未记十九章。
Let us turn back to Leviticus chapter 19.
利未记十九章十九节。
Leviticus chapter 19, verse 19. You shall keep my statutes. You shall not let your livestock breed with another kind. You shall not sow your field with mixed seed, nor shall a garment of mixed linen and wool come upon you.
这个尤其下半句话，不要穿两样掺杂的这个材料所做的衣服穿在身上，这对今天来讲是很难做到。
Last part of this verse says, "Nor shall a garment of mixed linen and wool come upon you." This is pretty hard for us to do in this day and age.
今天的材料大概都是混杂的。
Most of the materials today are mixed.
这是当时神对他们的要求。
But this was the requirement that God had of them at the time.
哦，那我们就来应用这里头所要教导我们的原则。
But we can look at what the principle was behind it.
哦，那两个原则就是很专一的，很有秩序的。
And there are two principles. One is that we need to do everything in much order.
哦，那而且是很focus 很专一的，很专注的。
And very focused.
在我们的这个信仰的道路上面，我们要专一的，在神的教训上面。
In our path or our walk of faith, we need to be very focused in our walk.
哦，我们每一天周遭都可以接触到很多的人，很多的事情。
Every day we come in contact with many things and many people.
哦，每一天都有很多的资讯可以到我们的生活里头。
There are many influences that can come into our lives.
哦，但是我们要对神的教训要是专一的。
But we need to be very focused on the teachings of God.
我们请参考一下何西阿书第七章。
Let us turn to Hosea chapter 7.
但以理书的后面就是何西阿书，何西阿书第七章。
Hosea chapter 7. Hosea is the book after Daniel.
第七章第八节。
Hosea chapter 7 verse 8. Ephraim has mixed himself among the peoples. Ephraim is a cake unturned.
哦，这里说以法莲是跟外邦哈，是住在外邦人当中，跟外邦人掺杂在一起。
Here it says that Ephraim lived amongst the other people and was mixed among them.
人是一定要生活在人群里头，跟别人生活在一起。
As humans, we must live among the society or among other people.
哦，这里所讲的是他们的生活被周遭。来影响，来掺杂进去。
But what this refers to is that their lives were influenced or tainted by the customs of others.
哦，所以这里说以法莲是没有翻过的饼。
So that is why it says here that Ephraim is a cake unturned.
哦，是神所不喜悦的。
He is not pleasing to God.
哦，是不能够有一个美好的美好的人生。
And they cannot live a beautiful life.
哦，我们真的很容易受周遭的影响。
And we are easily influenced by those around us.
哦，我们常常会说我要跟别人一样。
And we often have a feeling that we want to be like everyone else.
哦，所以我们求主耶稣帮助我们，我们要做一个对的判断。
So may God help us that we can make a correct judgment.
哦，很多人做的事情，它不一定是正确的。
Just because many people do it does not mean it is the right thing to do.
哦，很多人都在做的事情，不一定是神所喜悦的。
And the things that many people do are not necessarily pleasing to God.
哦，但是我们是很容易说大家都这样子，所以我也要这样子。
But it is easy for us to say everyone else is doing this, so I want to do this too.
哦，我们的神是一个很合理、很有秩序的神。
God is a very reasonable and orderly God.
哦，所以他所，所以他所创造的这个宇宙，他是很有条理的，很有秩序的。
So the world that he created functions in this order.
哦，我们要走在正确的道路上面，所以我们的生活也是要有条理，要有秩序。
If we want to walk on this right path, then our lives also need to be within this order.
哦，包括我们的信仰生活也是要有秩序的。
And this includes our life of faith. It also needs to be within order.
请参考哥林多前书十四章。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
哥林多前书十四章四十节。
1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40. Verse 40, let all things be done decently and in order.
在这里，保罗一个小小的结论，所有的事情都是要规规矩矩，按着次序。
Here is a very short conclusion that Paul gives. that all things need to be done decently and in order.
哦，在这里保罗讲的是教会里头的生活。
Here he is referring to the life within the church.
啊，在这里保罗讲的是信仰的生活。
And he is talking about our life of faith.
哦，信仰让我们有自由。
Faith gives us freedom.
哦，但是自由不等于没有秩序。
But freedom does not mean that you do not do things within order.
哦，为什么人的生活当中有很多的重担？
Why is it that in man's life there are many burdens?
哦，其实有很多重担是不需要的，不必要的。
Many of these burdens are unnecessary.
哦，因为这些重担是来自于没有秩序。
Because many of these burdens come from things not being orderly.
哦，我们过着有秩序的生活，你会发现这个担子是很轻省的，担子越来越少。
But if we live an orderly life, we will realize that our burdens are getting lighter.
哦，这个有秩序啊，真的是让人觉得很有，哦，让人觉得啊，觉得是很有朝气，很有生命力的。
And this order will have a source of strength or life.
哦，可以从我们的房间开始。
And this can start from our rooms.
从我们的书桌开始。
From our desks in our rooms.
哦，你尝试着常常把它保持着很干净，很有秩序。
You can try it out to always keep your desk very neat.
哦，你跟你周遭的人真的会觉得是很不一样的。
You and the people around you will feel there is a difference.
哦，那个不一样是正面的不一样。
And this difference is a good or positive difference.
啊，因为神是一个有秩序的神，所以他要我们走的道路是有秩序的。
Because God is a very orderly God, so he wants us to live a life that is also in order.
哦，这个有秩序啊，会让我们把事情看得更清楚。
And when things are in order, we will be able to see things more clearly.
哦，有秩序常常让我们做事情更简单。
And it will make things less complicated and simpler.
哦，在信仰上有秩序，让我们能够成为一个属灵的人。
And for us to have order in our life of faith, then this will allow us to be a spiritual person.
哦，一个属灵的人，他能够看透万事。
And a spiritual person can see through all things.
我们请再看回利未记十九章。
Let us go back to Leviticus chapter 19.
利未记十九章二十三节。
Leviticus chapter 19, verse 23. Verse 23. When you come into the land and have planted all kinds of trees for food, then you shall count their fruit as uncircumcised. 3 years it shall be as uncircumcised to you. It shall not be eaten.
二十四。
Verse 24. But in the fourth year, all its fruit shall be holy, a praise to the Lord.Verse 25, and in the fifth year you may eat its fruit, that it may yield to you its increase. I am the Lord your God.
啊，我不是农业专家哈。
I am not an expert in agriculture.
啊，那这里看起来他们栽种啊，你种新的哈，栽种的树的果树呢，到第五年才可以吃树上的果子。
But it looks as from this passage that only in the fifth year are the fruits allowed to be eaten.
我想这个一定有它的道理。
And I know that there must be a reason behind this.
哦，你们如果哪一个有兴趣到 internet 上面去稍微找一下，有找到答案，请告诉我。
If any of you are interested about the reason behind this or are curious, you can search for this online and tell me what you find.
哦，前三年不可以吃。
The first 3 years, you are not to eat the fruit.
第四年是要这个献给神，是要做赞美神用的。
And the fourth year, it will be offered to God as a praise to God.
哦，那到第五年呢，可以吃树上的果子，而且如果照这样子做，那个树会啊结果子更多。
And the fifth year, you can eat of the fruit, and if you do this, it will also increase even more.
哦，神给我们的正确的道路里头都是包括着他的爱跟他的祝福。
Along this correct path that God gives us, it includes His love and His blessings.
哦，对人来讲，我要等四年到第五年，我才能够吃树上的果子。
As a human, you may think I have to wait 5 years before I can eat the fruit of the trees.
啊，所以这在告诉我们要过着一个啊 感恩以神为优先的生活。
But this tells us that we need to live a life of thanksgiving and also a life in which we put God first.
等了三年，第四年收成的是先给神。
After 3 years, when we harvest the crop, that first crop is offered to God.
把神摆在优先。
And this shows us putting God as first in our lives.
那之所以能够这样子做，是因为顺服神的这个要求。
And we'd be able to do this because we are able to submit to the requirements of God.
然后到第五年，他们就要领受神给他们的应许，会结果子更多。
And then in the 5th year, they will reap of the blessings that God gives to them, and they will receive even more.
他们相信而且顺服着去做。
When they believe and submit to the words of God,
那个结果就是神的应许实现。
They will see the fruition of God's promises.
那我想这是一个很简单的 formula, 很简单的公式。
I think this is an easy formula for us.
你相信顺服，然后神的应许就实现。
If you believe and plus submission, it will result in blessings of God.
这个挪亚他这个相信神对他说的，他顺服的去做。
When Noah believed what God told him, he submitted in actions and did it.
就照着神的应许，挪亚一家八口借着方在方舟里头，他们没有被毁灭。
And according to his promise, his whole family was saved and not destroyed in the flood.
这个第四年所收成的是先用来赞美神。
So what is reaped in the 4th year is first used to offer to God as a praise to God.
所以把荣耀神放在优先。
So the glory of God is put as a priority before ourselves.
我们所说的，我们所要做的，我们常常提醒自己是为了要荣耀神。
We often remind ourselves that whatever we do, whatever we say, it should be for the glory of God.
当我们走在这样的道路上面，
But when we walk on this path,
我们一定可以享受到神所应许的，叫这个树给你们结果子更多。
We ourselves will definitely receive the blessing of the additional increase or yield, the increase of the yield.
大家都希望果树能结果子更多。
And everyone hopes that the fruit tree can bear even more crops.
那我们就要问问我们自己有没有走在这个正确的道路上面。
Then we need to ask ourselves, but am I walking on the right path to receive this?
再请看利未记19:33.
Now let us look at Leviticus chapter 19, verse 33. Verse 33, and if a stranger sojourns with you in your land, you shall not mistreat him. 34, but the stranger who dwells among you shall be to you as one born among you, and you shall love him as yourself, for you are strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God.
神提醒以色列人说，你们也曾经在别人的国家住过。
God reminded the Israelites that you once were living in another nation.
你们也曾经是那个地方的外来的人。
You were the strangers in that land.
所以你曾经尝过那样子的生活。
So you have experienced what it feels like to live that type of life.
现在你有自己的地方。
Now you have your own place.
也有人来住在你的地方。
And other people come to live among you.
所以你要好好的对待他们。
So you need to treat them well.
那这就是告诉我们，要过着一个爱众人体贴别人的生活。
And this reminds us that we need to live a life of loving everyone around us and to be considerate for them.
那这也是走在正确的道路上面的一个最高的要求。
And this is one of the highest or standards or requirements of walking on the correct path.
我们请参考彼得后书第一章。
Let us turn to 2 Peter, chapter 5.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
彼得后书的第一章从3-8, 这个彼得在讲到属灵的佳话。
In 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 to verse 8, Peter is talking about spiritual growth.
加减乘除的加。
Oh, spirit.
Addition.
Additional spiritual addition.
他就讲到有了一个项目，你再加另外一个项目。
If you have one thing, then add to it something else.
是从信心开始。
First, you start with faith.
那最后是这个爱。
And you end with love.
这个信心好像是一个种子。
And this faith acts as a seed.
那最后所结出来的果子。就是爱。
And the result, that is yielded is love.
念第七节。
And verse 7, to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love.
这个爱又分成两个层面。
And this love is divided into two aspects.
第一个层面爱弟兄。
One aspect is to love our brothers.
然后再加上一层，要爱众人。
And to add on to that is to love everyone around us.
那这个就是一个最高的表现，最高的要求。
And this is the greatest requirement or the highest requirement.
这个爱众人包括着我们所喜欢的，当然也包括着我们不喜欢的。
To love all men includes the people we like as well as the people we do not like.
包括着我们所谓的我们的敌人。
And it includes our enemies.
所以主耶稣说要像天父那样的完全。
So Jesus tells us that we need to be as perfect as our God in heaven.
要为那个逼迫我们的人祷告。
We need to pray for those who persecute us.
要爱我们的仇敌。
We need to love our enemies.
那我要再强调，这个是最高的标准。
And I want to emphasize again that this is the highest standard.
那因为是最高。所以不容易做到所以要努力。
Because it is the highest standard, it is not easy to do, and so we need to put effort to do this.
在神的恩惠之下，我们一定能够渐渐的越做越好。
And in God's blessings, we will be able to improve and become better.
所以我们对周遭的人我们要去关心他们。
So for those around us, we need to show our love towards them.
那更是把握着救恩的门还开的时候，能够帮助他们来得着救恩。
And especially while the door of salvation is still opened, we need to try our best to bring them to this salvation.
我们最后请看以赛亚书五十一章。
And lastly, let us turn to Isaiah chapter 51.
以赛亚书五十一章第三节。
Isaiah chapter 51 verse 3. Verse 3, for the Lord will comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. Oh, he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in it, thanksgiving and the voice of melody.
第四节。
Verse 4, listen to me, my people, and give ear to me, O my nation. For law will proceed from me, and I will make my justice rest as a light of the peoples.
有时候我们人生我们的人生好像不是那么的美丽好像这里所讲的就像荒场，就像旷野。
Sometimes our lives are not that beautiful. It may feel like a wilderness or a desert.
就是给我们一个提醒，或许我们没有很努力的走在正确的道路上面。
And this is a reminder to us that maybe we have not put a lot of effort or diligence into walking on the right path.
神是爱我们的，他总是把正确的道路来指示我们。
God loves us, and He always instructs us on the right path.
只要我们在照着他的怜悯走回这个正确的道路。
As long as we follow His mercy and walk on this path,
这个沙漠也会变为神的花园。
Then this desert will become like a garden.
那这一条道路上面会是充满着欢喜、快乐跟感谢。
And this path will be filled with joy and gladness.
所以第四节就说到说我们要听，我们要注意的听。
And so in verse 4, it tells us that we need to listen carefully and to give ear.
正确的道路要带给我们一切的美好。
The correct path will bring us all the wonderful things.
神一定会坚定我们来走在正确的道路上面。
And God will lead us and instruct us to this path.
我们一起唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
355
355.